and welcome to this episode of Diamond Insights with me, your host, Nalili Star. This is going to be the first episode of 2023. I'm very excited, and in this episode, I want to talk about developing a healthy lifestyle. So, a healthy lifestyle is a lifestyle that is created around healthy habits. I think that's how I would personally define it. And also, what you consider healthy for yourself really should be unique. So there are a lot of people out there, thanks to the internet, that have different standards of what healthy is. So for myself, when I was thinking about creating a healthy lifestyle and just kind of picking up habits that will inform what I constitute as healthy, I looked at what is important to me. So I feel like that's the beginning. That's where you should start from. You need to decide what is important to you, because health is a very relative thing. I remember once I was having a chat with one of my doctor colleagues, and you know, he said, just because you are thin doesn't mean that you're healthy. And a lot of us ascribe physical health to being thin. I am guilty of that. But then he said, you know, there are many other things that you need to look at. There are people who are thin and they are alcoholics. There are people who are thin and they are addicted to smoking. There are people who are thin because they have good metabolism, but they constantly eat junk. And so you find they have body aches, they have ailments, they have low energy. And at some point, I think even though I had lost weight, I am guilty of suffering from loss of energy. And that is something that I actually spoke a lot about to my friends. I was having constant headaches, but then my weight was right in the zone where I needed it. And even when I calculated my BMI, it was saying that I was in good tip-top measure when it came to body fat and all that. So the first thing that you need to decide really is, what does health mean for you? And then from there, you kind of pick out habits that are going to help you get to that state. So for example, one of the things for me is, I don't want to weigh over 60 kg, like literally, that's my goal. At some point, my goal was to stay below 63, but I hit that and I found myself right below 60, and I told myself I am not going over 60 ever again, because that's the zone that I want to stay. And even when I calculate with my BMI, it says that, that's the zone that I need to be in to stay healthy. Another thing is, health for me is feeling good on the inside. So for a very long time, I really worked on the outside. So in terms of physical appearance, you know, I was in good shape, I was active, but I also wanted to feel good on the inside. So for like 2 years, or in fact starting 2020, since, you know, the lockdown, or maybe for me starting as early as 2019, I started going through a phase of, you know, emotional detox, mental detox, to just really unpack the issues that I was sweeping under the rug, so that I can sort of create an actual healthy lifestyle for myself. So I started going through a lot of videos that were talking about, first of all, mental detox, because I just felt like, first of all, my mind was ruling me. I was not ruling my mind, and I didn't think that that is how it's supposed to be. And so, you know, I went through a stage of learning how to control my mind, learning how to pick my thoughts, learning how to just observe a thought and let it pass. If I can, you know, learning how to just stop a thought in its tracks, especially when it's negative,
when you're in the middle of a crisis or in a situation where there's a lot of negative thought process going on, to just stop, just zoom out and come back to yourself and begin all over again. And I felt like that was so refreshing. I really felt like I was giving myself a fresh start, because while I was feeling good physically, I was healthy, you know, I wasn't tired during that time, and I was active, that was good. But also, in the quiet of my mind, it felt like there was a battle that was going on, and that was unsettling me. And if you know me, I'm a person who, I don't think that I have a poker face. I used to think that I have a poker face, but apparently I don't. So if I'm not okay, you can just tell on my face that I'm not okay. The other day, I took a picture, and I was looking at my eyes. I'm like, there's something in these eyes that I'm not addressing. Like, they don't look too vibrant, you know, like, what's going on with me? And I started unpacking, and you know, I discovered that something was actually seated there. So I'm that kind of a person. I don't have a poker face. If something is happening, it's happening. I feel like it's going to show on my face. So for me, I think at that point, the internal monologue was so important for me to sort out. Also, my emotions, trying to get a hold of them, because I just felt like my emotions were just a loose goose. Like, they were all over the place. Also, it felt like my emotions were always a time bomb waiting, or a landmine waiting to just explode, to go off at every slightest thing. So this saying that says, if you can't control your emotions, then you are literally a slave to everyone. If you allow emotions to control you, then you're a slave to everyone. And I didn't want that. I didn't want other people's opinions. I didn't want other people's actions, you know, to dictate how I feel or how I experience a moment or how I get through life. And at some point, I felt like that was a big thing that was going on in my life. It's just like when something is happening, I'd get so consumed. I didn't have boundaries, so to speak. I didn't have boundaries, so anything would push me left, right, and center. I didn't know how to say, this is somebody's mess, it's got nothing to do with me, or this is my mess, I'm going to sort it out myself. So I was either projecting responsibility on other people or taking on responsibility that is not supposed to be mine. And that was really exhausting me. So I think since 2019, I started going through that. I started seeing, I remember at the end of the year with my friends, when we're doing a review. So normally at the end of the year, we normally answer a few questions to just give everybody an annual update of what is going on in your life, like what has happened over the last 12 months that you want other people to know about. And I just said, you know what, I just discovered this year that I've got toxic traits. Like, literally, I could say, like, oh my gosh, I'm actually toxic in certain ways. And I committed to, you know, overcoming those toxic attributes. And I think I've done tremendous work. And not just so the people around me can experience me better, but that I can experience myself better, but also represent myself better. That's one thing that I love about being a human being, is that you always get the opportunity to decide who you want to be. You're not like a dog. You know, a dog can just be a dog. It can't be anything else. You can't choose that today I'm going to be a Porsche dog, I'm going to be a fancy dog, I'm going to be... No, it's just a dog. It just gets along, you know. Literally, its existence or its demeanor is based on its owner sometimes. But you as an individual, you can choose and say that I'm not going to allow this person's I'm trying to look for a polite word. I'm not going to allow this person's trauma. I think trauma is good. I'm not going to allow this person's trauma or this person's baggage to impact on the way that I experience my life, or how I get through the day, or the emotions that I am going to release into the universe or into the world. So I love that about being a human being. And I feel like over the years that has really helped me to develop a healthy lifestyle is just knowing where my boundaries are, being mindful, knowing what I'm thinking at any given time, and you know, just being intentional about thinking good thoughts, but also being strict with myself to cut off negative thoughts, because I know that those impact me. For example, if you're going to go to bed angry, you're not going to wake up happy. That's one thing that I observed. So you know what the Bible says, do not let the sun go down on your anger. I always thought that was just, you know, like just a Christian gimmick to get people to resolve their anger. But then I also realized it is such good advice to live a good life, to feel good, to wake up good, to know that you're starting a day on a clean slate without yesterday's baggage. And I love that. So sometimes before I go to bed, really, I just examine, especially if I've had a difficult day, like a very emotional day, or a day where my mental space has really experienced some turmoil. I just sit with myself and ask, what is it that I need to do to get through this? And I'm gracious with myself. I give myself anything and everything that I need. Of course, it has to be within reasonable means. So just to help process and just let go of the baggage that can, you know, keep me from enjoying the next day or living the day that I, the following day in a meaningful and intentional way. So just letting go of that baggage. Another thing that I did, I think I already spoke about the emotional aspect, is, you know, just managing my emotions. There's so many times that I have conversations with myself, you know, when I'm feeling anxious, I just pour positivity, I just into myself, I affirm myself, I accept myself, I tell myself I am worthy, I tell myself I am capable, and, you know, just learning how to do that, I feel like gets me through some of the most difficult situations that I go through in my life. It's being there for myself and affirming myself and speaking life into myself. When it comes to the social aspect, for a very long time, I really, really wanted to make new friends. I think that was like on my resolutions for I don't know how many years. At some point, I just dumped it. I think actually last year I dumped it. Also, I realized as you grow older, making new friends is not as easy as how it was when I was in university or was in high school, because you know, people are busy, they're not like out trying to make friends as much as they are out there trying to chase the bag. So for a long time I used to tell myself, okay, if I can just make like three. First of all, I started with five. I was like, just five new friends. And I was like, okay, maybe five is a bit of a stretch. Let's try with three. And then even that, I think that, yeah, I just met a friend or two. But yeah, so last year, one of the things that I did was, how about I try to maximize the relationships that I have? So I actually categorized people. I said, you know, if I need like a spiritual connection, not where I worship them, but you know, like fellowship from that aspect, who is it that is in my group of friends that I know for sure we can have that conversation, or we can sharpen each other from that aspect? And I listed, if I want to have like soul conversations, you know, conversations that are meaningful, conversations that are impactful, conversations that are insightful, who is it that I'm going to be having those conversations with? Because I feel like from the social aspects, really the longing is to be connected. With the coming of internet, and I think what we experienced during COVID, the lockdown, is that we are social beings. Like for me, I used to tell myself, you know what, I'm not a very social person. No, honey, I am a social person. I was lonely in those times. I wanted connection with other people. I wanted to be talk to other people. I wanted to be able to go down, sit for a meal with a friend and just chat away and just laugh and just experience each other's company. And really, I feel like COVID really exposed some of those deep-seated longings that, you know, would just brush under the carpet. So last year, I just said, is it that I can put in these different segments that put together make me a connected, a well-connected human being? Where is it that I can go where we can fellowship in numbers with other people? Where, you know, so I'm part of a group, Daughters of Zion. I make sure that I attend the annual conference at church, the Living Free conference. You know, I am very intentional about, because I know that they contribute to what I translate or ascribe or interpret as a healthy lifestyle. It's a life where I am connected and I'm connected to the right sources, where I'm being intentional about the kind of connections that I allow into my space, knowing that they are pouring into me as much as I am pouring into them. Then with finances, I think with finances, I'm very disciplined. So there's a time when I just started out work, I would, you know, get debt, knowing that, you know, when I get paid, I'm going to settle the debt. And then we went through a period at work where salaries were not getting paid on time because business was not consistent, so we're not getting in as much revenue as we did before. So, you know, they'll pay you maybe half, sometimes you don't get paid, sometimes, you know, month goes by, at some point we've been stretched up to like 3-4 months. So you can imagine what that did for my savings. At some point I just had to make the difficult decision of, okay, I have savings and I owe these people, so let me settle my debt and just give myself a clean slate. From there forth, trust me, if I get debt, it is debt that I know today, if I dropped, there's money to settle that debt. I don't acquire debt anyhow. As a matter of fact, I think ever since I experienced that, what I have learned to do is serve. So I read in a book somewhere, I think on financial management, if you can't buy it cash, then you can't afford it. So unless otherwise, it's really a good investment for you. Go and get that debt, but have a plan, a concrete plan on how to pay it back. Otherwise, save. So over the years, I have really, really become good at saving. So I save long-term, I save short-term. I have a little emergency fund somewhere where I know that I can touch. And of course, with the point in view that I'll continuously replenish any money that I get from my emergency fund. So in terms of finances, really, I'll just say live within your means and buy yourself peace of mind by having savings. Literally, that's what savings are for. I know people like to say, oh, I want to save for a rainy day. Listen, rainy days will happen, and they happen in different forms. Peace of mind is what should really be motivating you to save. So for me, I save for my peace of mind. I save so that in case of anything, whether it's I want to invest, is a good investment that has come, I know that I have the money at hand to be able to invest. If it is something I need to step in for a family member, for my kids or for myself, I know that I have a fallback on fund. And I feel like that is so, so important, especially for us women to have in place, because we are responsible for a lot of things. And sometimes the burden of wanting to help is so great that you can't negate it. So yes, in terms of finance, live within your means, or even better, live below your means. Live below your income so that you have extra money to serve. And also save first before you spend. Spend what is left, not saving what is left. For me, that is my rule. The moment my salary comes in or the money comes in that I'm expecting, I know 10% immediately. Even when I'm making my budget on that money, I know that I am making my budget less 10% of what I am going to be saving. And I split those savings accordingly. Also, I think the other aspect is just being mindful about prioritizing things. You know, the lack of priority in our lives can destabilize us so much. For me, I've learned to plan according to the season that I'm in. So even like for my life, lifestyle, I know that my lifestyle is going to change depending on what the priority is in a given season. So if I am in school, obviously there's going to be a lot of changes, especially in terms of perhaps the time that I spend with my family. And therefore, I know that because I know that family is important to me a lot, I don't ever want my kids to feel like they are neglected, like they don't have a mother. I always want to be there for them, but I also want to create space for what is important to me outside of my responsibility as a mother. So I'm intentional. For example, if I know I have class, majority of the times I have class, these days I apply for part-time. So part-time is between 17:30 and somewhere 20. I am very mindful, especially on days that I don't have class, on just catching up with them. Weekends, we try to do something, we bake, we go to church, we just sit, we watch a movie. I have this thing of, I just download an old movie and I tell them, guys, this Friday, we're watching a movie. So I'll get some snacks. My eldest daughter really, really loves the snacks. She says that the snacks are mostly better than the movie. I don't know, maybe my choice of movie is terrible. But normally I download something, I get some snacks, and we just sit and we enjoy a movie together. We watch it and, you know, we discuss it and we laugh. And there's certain parts that are like really nice, especially like if it's animation and there's a song or there's a dance, you know, it becomes part of our life. Anytime that movie is playing and that part comes, you know, we all get into character. For example, if you watched Encanto, so all the time that the song comes up about Bruno, we don't talk about Bruno. Everybody gets into character. We don't talk about Bruno. So everyone, it's something that we do together. We fellowship together. We connect with each other. We laugh with one another. And I just love that. So from all these things that I've talked about, the whole point is to be well-balanced and well-rounded, to know that at any given time, I am giving whatever part of my life that is demanding of me, and not also bearing in mind that I shouldn't neglect other parts. But also, like I have said, priorities matter in any given season. Education is important to me. If you know me personally, you know that is like P1. So in any season, I know, okay, what does, you know, personal development or education going to mean in the season? In certain seasons, it's me going to school. In certain seasons, it's just me reading, you know, and consuming a lot of free online material. So I need to plan for that. One of the things, for example, that I have been doing over the last, I think, 3 months now, this is like the third month, January is the third month, is I wake up at 4 because I couldn't literally find time to like squeeze in reading with the kids. All my kids are now in school, so the moment they wake up, it's crazy. I can't do anything. I get to the office, I need to jump right into work. Currently, I'm doing an online program. Class runs during lunch, so, and I work in the afternoon. Thereafter, I'm with the kids, or if I have like class, another program that I'm enrolled into, classes 17 to, you know, 18 for like 4 weeks. So I need to, 17 to 20, sorry, and I need to create that time. And I was just thinking, at what point then do I read? Because I need to read the certain things that I'm planning for that depend on me reading this content. So I told myself, because five to six was my happy hour, I would wake up, I would exercise for 1 hour. That was like my happy time to get that endorphin release, and it made me happy. It really stabilized me. It reduced my anxiety. It got me in the right frame of mind. It felt like I was always at my best when I know I have exercised and I have decluttered my mind and I get to work and I'm at my best. Even my performance like was optimum. So I loved that. I was able to process, I was able to relate, I was able to support my colleagues. I felt like that was really good for me. The happy hour, 5 to 6 a.m., that was good. So I didn't want to tinker with that. So I told myself, well, I'm just going to have to sacrifice, you know, up until my season changes. Hopefully it gets to change like after June when I write the exams or the class that I'm taking in the evening, I've told myself, okay, I wanted to enroll for another course, but I told myself, you know what, I need to take a break because there are things that I have planned that are really going to be stressing me. So I need to get this out of the way and I need to take on other responsibilities that align with the goals that I have made for 2023, so that I'm not stressed out. Because when I'm thinly sprayed, I cannot have a healthy lifestyle. I'm constantly going to be stressed, and if I'm constantly stressed, it means that I cannot be there 100% for the things that are important to me. So it's so important for you to know in this season of my life what is important, and you prioritize and you schedule time and effort intentionally of how you're going to show up. Because if something is important to you, you need to show up. That's the only way that you're going to affirm how important that thing is you show up. For example, I tell people, I do yoga or Pilates almost every day in a week, at least 5 times. That's my minimum standard. I'll rest maybe on a Friday, I'll rest maybe on a Sunday, but majority of the times, especially for weekends, I like to do yoga and Pilates with my kids, because again, that's another way that we bond and they enjoy it. So I'm very intentional about that. So it's making your goals, prioritizing them, and deciding how are you going to show up. That's one of the things that I do. A lot of my friends know me as a person who is a go-getter. When I say I'm going to get, I literally go and get. So I'm literally a go-getter. I get things done. Like for me, I'm a doer. My late cousin used to call me, how do you say Mazembe in English? Like, you know, one of these big construction machineries where, you know, where it has been, you will see that there was this machinery in this place, because the results, even if you don't find the machine on site, the results of the machine being on site will tell you that it was there. That is how she would describe me. I'm that person. Where I have been, you will know that Nalu or Naleli has been in this place and she was doing this, because the results are going to speak for themselves. And you know, I feel like those are the results of being intentional about building a healthy lifestyle. Is other people aspire to be you. It inspires other people. It causes other people to look at you with admiration. It causes other people to want to do better for themselves, but also for yourself. It just means that you actually get the lifestyle that you want. You're being intentional about how you appear in the world. And for me, I feel like ever since I hit 30, that is so important. I want to be intentional about how I show up. I want to be intentional about how I wake up. I want to be intentional about how, you know, I start my mornings. I want to be intentional about what I do when I'm at work. I want to be intentional about what I'm learning and what it means for me. If majority of the times, whatever it is that you do should really feed into the future that you see for yourself. You know, don't do things in isolation, meaningless things. You just do it for the fun of it. Of course, it's good to have fun. There's a time and place for fun. But there are certain things that you should be intentional about, because you know that they feed into the future that you hope for, that you want for yourself. And for me personally, that is so important. So anyway, I want to end this episode here, and I just wanted to share what it has been like for me building a healthy lifestyle. What are some of the aspects of my life that I was looking at when I was thinking, this is what a healthy lifestyle is going to look like for me? You need to be intentional, but also it has to be unique to you. What is important to the next person is not going to be as important as to you. And you need to also be comfortable with the fact that what is important to you may not be a priority or as important to the next person. But as long as you feel that it is important, that is something that you should be pursuing and putting your energy into. So for now, stay shining and good luck as you get on working on what that healthy lifestyle is going to look like for you.